You are tuned in to CJAM 99.1 FM and listening to Revolution Rock. I'm Adam here with Dave, and this is our 40th anniversary celebration for Revolution Rock being on CJAM. Well, we haven't been on CJAM for 40 years, we're celebrating CJAM existing for 40 years.
Yes, we should clarify.
And this is also coinciding with our annual pledge drive episode where we are trying to raise $40,000 for 40 years of CJAM. Now, are we saying that our show individually is going to raise $40,000? Who knows where the night takes us, but we are definitely hoping that by the week's end, we are going to see that amount raised for CJAM. With that said, Dave, one of the things that I love doing on Revolution Rock that's become kind of a gimmick is not the right word, but it's something that we've been doing for the last little bit.
A thing
is these anniversary plays where we end up highlighting some albums that they're having a big anniversary, a big round anniversary, maybe a 20th, 30th, 40th, or in this case, 50th anniversary, and play a track or two, or maybe the entire album, depending.
Yeah.
And this is interesting because, yes, we do play a lot of independent music, a lot of punk music specifically on this program, but we also play some artists that are more popular, but we dive into their discography, taking out some cuts that you're probably not going to hear on mainstream radio.
Like this last one. Bruce Springsteen. This was a really funky track. And it comes from an album called The Wild, The Innocent, and The E Street Shuffle. It sounds like something from the 80s, but it's not. It was in the 70s, 1973. And we heard the track The E Street Shuffle.
Yeah, there's actually polyrhythms on this song, which, of course, would be popularly used by the Talking Heads later on at the end of the 70s and early 80s. And there were, of course, a lot of funk bands that were working with polyrhythms at the time as well, but not a lot of rock groups. And Bruce Springsteen really brought that with his great team for this album, the sophomore release from Bruce Springsteen. Now, of course, it would just be 2 years later where he would really cement his legacy with the huge album Born to Run, and he would have the final lineup of the E Street Band assembled, and, you know, legends would grow thereafter. But this was really the first step of him getting away from the folky material of his first record and getting into a more full band sound, including references to a lot of different musical styles, ranging from classic, pre-Beatles rock to, of course, funk, as we mentioned in here.
Yeah, and before that, we heard another very innovative and influential group, Roxy Music. We heard something from Stranded, which is now 50. We heard Amazonia.
It's Amazonia. So Amazonia is featured from this album, Stranded. It is the first Roxy Music album that was released chronologically without the efforts of Brian Eno.
That's right. He
had left the band on less than amicable terms and went on to pursue a solo career. And this was Roxy Music's first attempt to make an album without him. And a lot of the music press were very cynical about this. They weren't sure how it was going to sound. And yet it shot up to the charts. The album itself in the UK shot to number one. So
yeah, they did pretty well.
Yeah, I think they did well without Brian Eno. But with that said, it was definitely a turn to the type of music Roxy Music would be more known for later on, especially with albums like Country Life. But this particular record, I think, really highlighted Brian Ferry's great songwriting ability, especially on that song. And there were some hits on here, as said before. We're avoiding the hits. We're doing deeper album cuts, although this does feature the classics Mother of Pearl and Street Life. And then an album that does feature a lot of classics on it and some hits, again, avoiding those for a deep album cut, we're talking about the double album Quadrophenia by The Who.
Yes, we heard the track Bellboy.
Oh, wait, what was that song again, Dave?
Bellboy! We heard the track Bellboy, and if anyone has ever seen the movie, I highly recommend it. Criterion put out a special edition many years back, but Sting actually plays the bellboy when he was in his early acting days, and also in The Police, but before they were really super big.
Okay.
There's a lot of really good moments in the film, and the record, of course, is also quite good. The story differs from Tommy, which came up before it, kind of more, not that the other one wasn't about Pete Townsend's upbringing and growing up, but I think all of his songs have a little bit of that.
I think to a degree, yeah.
But this one was more focused, kind of hyper-focused on a character, I think.
It almost seems like a French New Wave film set in a rock song format. Yeah. And it really worked well, these slice of life, working class songs about a young man really trying to come to terms with his identity. And again, I said this before, but one thing I love is when quote-unquote concept albums don't require you to track some storyline all the way through. You can just listen song for song and still get something from it. And definitely Quadrophenia does that.
That's one of them.
So with that said, we went from some classic rock, and we're going to get to some classic punk coming up next, as we're going to hear from The Zeros. Again, just stressing, The Zeros is a band you're not really going to hear on mainstream radio, only through campus community stations like CJAM FM. And in order to hear this great music, we do encourage you to continue your donations. We have accrued quite a bit so far through online donations and some phoned-in donations as well. But we do encourage you to continue donating by dialing 519-971-3630. And you can also donate toll-free from Detroit or out of town at 1-855-344-2526. And, of course, online at cjam.ca.
We're starting off with a track from LA's The Zeros, part of the LA punk scene in the late 70s and early 80s. And then we're going to hear an obscure track from a band from the UK in Lincoln, United Kingdom, called The Cigarettes. So we're starting off with The Zeros from their compilation Don't Push Me Around, but this single was originally released in 1980. It's called Getting Nowhere Fast here on Revolution Rock on CJAM 99.1 FM.
I'm not afraid to Looking back.